The deal is done. The month-long saga of who will own Twitter appears over. In one of the largest and most unusual tech acquisitions ever, the board of directors at Twitter unanimously agreed to sell the social media company to Elon Musk for $44 billion. Up until the deal was announced, there was doubt on Wall Street that Musk could cobble together the financing needed, but he did. Musk helped pay for the deal with $25.5 billion in debt financing by a group of banks led by Morgan Stanley. In a press release announcing the deal, Musk talked about improving the platform by getting rid of automated spam accounts and making its algorithms open to the public and authenticating all users. But for Musk, buying Twitter is about free speech, or at least his version of it, potentially ending Twitter's current content moderation or stopping deplatforming of users who break the rules.
Elon Musk is not buying Twitter for financial reasons, although he thinks he can make some money on it. He's buying it for ideological reasons. And I think that's the really important part in all this. And that's ultimately what's scary.
With Musk in control, they fear a return to the unruly spread of disinformation on the platform. So is today a good day or bad day for Twitter users?
That is probably the most important question here. And I think it's also the question that's going to be hardest to answer. I think that if he undoes a lot of the work that has been done trying to protect against sort of normatively bad speech, such as misinformation and especially hate speech, that's going to be a bad day for Twitter users. But, you know, there's a chance that he takes over and doesn't sort of have quite as sweeping of a reform agenda as he's put forth over the last couple of weeks.
It's been a tumultuous month for Twitter that saw Musk take a 9% stake in the company, making him its largest shareholder. He was then offered a seat on the board of directors, only to have it abruptly revoked, followed by his cash offer to buy the entire company, all within the last few weeks. Ultimately, Elon Musk got what he wanted, to not only be a Twitter user, but to also be its owner. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.